Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a 30% federal investment tax credit for solar electric, capped at $2,000 for homes, expires at the end of 2008. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As unemployment rates rise and fall, there is one segment of the population that remains chronically underhired, the 18% of adult Americans who have some kind of disability. Gail Flatt is a Santa Rosa attorney who often represents clients with disabilities.
In the population of people who are non-disabled, 78% are working either full or part-time. With people with disabilities, it's 35%. And there are a lot of those people who would like to work, but they're not working.
The biggest obstacles these would-be workers face, says Flatt, are the doubts and fears of prospective employers, which she set out to counter at a seminar Friday morning. One of the most common and unfounded concerns is that workers with disabilities are more likely to call in sick. Flatt says the U.S. Labor Department studied that question. Their findings?
There is no appreciable difference between the absentee rates of people with disabilities and people without disabilities who are in the workforce. Are there individuals who have medical issues that may keep them out of work? Sure, but that's true for people without disabilities as well. There's just no statistics to show that people are unreliable or not as good an employee because they have a disability.
Another common concern is that the employer will become liable for a series of costly accommodations for any workers with disabilities.
There's been research that's been done by the National Organization for Disability that shows that the average cost of an accommodation is $600. And many, many accommodations cost nothing.
These can be as simple as adjusting schedules, rearranging furnishings, or changing the height of a desk or the placement of a computer monitor. Flatt says it's a small investment to get a good worker who's likely to stick around.
There's a pool of people out there who want to work who would be good employees. And when you consider the cost of recruiting, hiring, training employees, the less you have to do that. I mean, if you can get people who are going to be stable and help your business, you're better off.
Mardell Morrison, the Santa Rosa City staff person in charge of compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, says many local governments are trying now to do their part.
There's a lot of enthusiasm out there from a lot of the governmental entities here in Northern California to become better and to become more accessible.
While privacy laws preclude tracking the city's rates of hiring individuals with disabilities, Morrison says Santa Rosa is actively working to remove potential barriers or deterrents.
We're getting our job descriptions more hiring friendly, getting rid of things on them that might be a deterrent to people coming to work at the city. So I think the city is doing what it can in little steps.
At the same time, adds Flatt, there are numerous incentives for employers to make those hires.
There are a lot of tax advantages to hiring people with disabilities, all these different tax credits that people can get. Also, you can get pre-screened, pre-qualified, pre-trained people through JobLink and the Department of Rehab locally. They will even pay all or a portion of a person's salary for the first month, plus provide support services and any accommodations that need to be made. If that's not win-win, I don't know what is.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.